Ephesians chapter 5, hyperliteral translation. Be therefore imitators of the God as children beloved, and walk in love according as also the Christ loved us and gave up himself on behalf of us as an offering and sacrifice to the God into a fragrance of sweet smell. But fornication and impurity all, or greediness, not let it be named in you according as is proper for separated ones, and indecency and foolish talking, or coarse jesting, which not are fitting, but rather thanksgiving. For this you know, recognizing that every fornicator or impure person or covetous person, that is an idolater, not as having an inheritance in the kingdom of the Christ and of God. No one you let deceive with empty words. Because of these four comes the wrath of the God on the sons of the disobedience. Not therefore be joint partakers with them. For you once were darkness, but now light in the Lord. As children of light, walk. For the fruit of the light in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is well-pleasing to the Lord, and not to participate in the works of the unfruitful of the darkness, but rather even expose them. For the things in secret being done by them, shameful is even to speak. But the all being exposed by the light becomes visible. For all the becoming visible light is. Therefore it says, arise, the one sleeping, and rise up out from the dead, and will shine on you the Christ. See, therefore, how carefully you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days evil are. Therefore, this not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord, and not become drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled in spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and songs spiritual, singing and making melody in the hearts of you to the Lord, giving thanks always for all in the name of the Lord of us, Jesus Christ, to the God, even the Father, being submissive to one another in fear of Christ, the wives to their own husbands as to the Lord, because a husband is head of the wife, as also the Christ is head of the called out ones, being himself the Savior of the body. But as the called out ones are submissive to the Christ, so also the wives to the husbands in all. The husbands love the wives, according as also the Christ loved the called out ones, and himself gave up on behalf of her, in order that he may sanctify or separate her, having cleansed by the washing of the water in the word, in order that he may present to himself a glorious the called out ones, not having spot or wrinkle or any of the such things, but in order that she may be holy and without blemish. So ought also the husbands to love their own wives as their own bodies. The one loving the own wife himself loves, for no one ever the own flesh hated, but nourishes and cherishes it, according as also the Christ, the called out ones, because members we are of the body of him. In place of this, will leave a man the father and the mother, and will be joined to the wife of him, and will be the two one, or the two into flesh one. The mystery this great is, but I speak into Christ and into the called out ones. Nevertheless, also you, one by one, each his own wife, so let love as himself, and the wife in order that she respects the husband.